Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting tensions building in the U.S. House of Representatives over immigration and the separation of children from their families along the U.S.-Mexico border. AP's Ed Donahue reporting.
On the floor of the House, California Democrat Ted Lieu broke a rule. He played audio, children at a border detention center separated from their families.
We're 2,300 babies and kids in detention facilities were ripped away from their parents. I think the American people need to hear this.
President Trump is accusing Democrats of circulating phony stories of sadness and grief. He also told Republicans in Congress not to, in his words, waste their time on immigration until after the midterms in November. Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy says they're still working on it.
We think there should be a border, and the border should be protected. We think children should be with their parents. And that's what we're working on.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Turkey's state-run news agency says authorities have arrested 14 suspected Islamic State members who were preparing an attack on this weekend's national elections. On the ballot on Sunday will be candidates for president and for parliament. UN aid agencies ramping up humanitarian operations in Yemen's port city of Hodeidah. UN Human Rights Affairs spokesperson Jens Lerke says they are worried about the civilians caught up in the middle of the conflict.
If malnutritional support from humanitarian partners is disrupted, it risks the lives of almost 100,000 children. Hodeidah was also one of the epicenters of last year's cholera outbreak, one of the worst in modern history.
The port of Hodeidah is a vital lifeline for people throughout Yemen. Imported humanitarian supplies come through that port. This is VOA News. Fighting continuing around Hodeidah, even as reports say the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels might be willing to cede the port to a UN team to administer. However, as Edward Uranian reports, Arab media say the Houthis are denying the claim.
Scattered fighting continued in and around Hodeidah Friday as the Saudi-led coalition and Yemeni forces loyal to the internationally recognized government consolidated gains around the city and made small advances in several places. Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV claimed that the government of Abd Rabbu Mansur Hadi now controls around 85% of Yemen. VOA could not independently confirm the claim. Despite reports that the Iranian-backed Houthis are losing ground, the group's leader, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, continued to insist that reinforcements are being brought in to bolster forces loyal to his group. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
United States and South Korea have agreed to indefinitely suspend two military training exercises in the aftermath of the summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. U.S. military says they suspended the exercises to support the outcomes of the Singapore summit. A court in the capital, Jakarta, has sentenced an Indonesian Islamist leader to death for inciting terrorist attacks in support of the Islamic State. Aman Abdurrahman masterminded a series of deadly attacks in the country from prison, including the January 2016 suicide bombing at a Starbucks in Jakarta that killed 4 civilians, wounded 25 others. World's largest Muslim-majority nation, Indonesia, has witnessed a rise in jihadi extremism. U.S. High Court has set a new standard for privacy in tracking cell phone users. That story now from AP's Warren Levinson.
The High Court ruled 5-4 that police generally need a warrant to get cell phone information that tracks a criminal suspect's whereabouts. In the case at issue, the government used cell phone tower information to help convict a suspect in a string of robberies. Police didn't get a warrant to find that information, and lower courts held that cell phone tower records were legally no different from phone company records of what calls were made from a phone. But the Supreme Court found they are different, in an opinion written by Chief Justice John Roberts, giving a victory to advocates of privacy in the digital age. I'm Warren Levinson.
Kremlin officials discussing a possible meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton when he goes to Moscow next week. Bolton hopes to discuss plans for a possible summit between Mr. Putin and President Trump. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.